Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We're into joyful vibrations and attracting more joy. This whole universe is filled with vibrations. The whole universe, universes, whatever it is. The universe that you observe, the universe that is your universe, is full of vibrations. The whole thing is vibrating. And in that vibrating universe, there are different frequencies of vibrations going on simultaneously. Some things are of a high vibration, some things of a lower vibration, and many vibrations in between. Just like music, when you play the piano, you've got high notes, notes in between, and then you have the low notes. When you mix and match high notes and low notes in the notes in between to get a song, in life, everything has vibration. And when you mix and match all these vibrations, you get a life story. That's your life story. When we play the song on the piano or any other instrument with the high notes and the low notes and the notes in between, you can create many, many tunes using all of these. In life, you can take all of these vibrations, put them together in any proportion and in any order that you want, and you get a life story. Of course, when playing music, depending on your taste, the song that you select, the tune that you select is going to be according to that taste. If you like a lot of hip hop, you're going to combine those notes together and come up with beats and music. If you like classical, you are going to combine all of the notes required for classical music and come up with something. So on with country, rock, pop, jazz, and different genres or types of music. You can come up with anything that you want from all of these available notes. Using all of these notes and frequencies and vibrations that are available to you from the lowest to the highest, you then create your song depending upon your taste. In life, you get to do the very, very same thing, and you can create whatever you want to create using the people, places, and things available to you. Just like an artist uses the colors available to him, and he may even come up with new colors and variations by mixing up various colors and create his masterpiece. Your life is your masterpiece. You get to create it the way you want to. The only difference is a lot of people think that they're destined to have life happen to them. And really, it does seem as if it is destined many times, doesn't it? However, with the joyful manifestation process, you can come up with a different thought, and that thought is, I get to create my life the way I want it to be, the way I want it to happen, and nobody has a say-so in it, except the people that I choose. You see, nobody's really destined to have something happen to them. It's all a series of actions and reactions and energies created over time. There are some energies that have come and gone, and some energies that are so strong that they may still hit, correct? However, even now, you have the choice to create the life story that you want by using the different people, energies, places and things available to you. If you're in a country and that country is something that you don't want because of things happening in that country, there are other countries available in this world that do exist, and these countries could be willing to accommodate you. You get to write your life story, choose the country that you want to. Ask any immigrant, what does an immigrant do? The immigrant looks at where he is and then chooses where he wants to be. That's really how an immigrant's mind works. An immigrant mind constantly chooses and evaluates his surroundings, his or her surroundings, and chooses accordingly, weighing everything, all the information that is currently available to him, and also projecting into the future, wanting to see certain things happen for himself, and of course his people, the people who matter to him. Looking at where he is, this immigrant mind has experienced certain things, and depending on that, decides to choose accordingly, and so chooses another country. Look at yourself as the focal point. You are the center of your universe. You can rewrite your story about the country that you want to live in. You can change that. And if you can change your country, you can change so many other things. And you can choose from everything that the universe has provided to you and create your life story accordingly. Oh, you don't want Europe? Okay, you've got America. You don't want America, you have Australia. You don't want Australia, you have different countries in Asia, and so on and so forth. You get to write your life story and choose the geographical location for yourself. You get to choose the people that you want to see around you. You want to see more Chinese around you? You can find them in Hong Kong, in Singapore. If you want Latinos, you can choose another country. If you like Indians, well, you've got India, and so on and so forth. You can literally choose the people that you want to see around you. You like Europeans? Wow! Well, you've got a whole continent full of Europeans out there, and you want to see them all the time. Go ahead and choose your country. You choose your country, you're choosing your people. You get to choose your food. You get to choose your clothes. You get to choose the climate, the weather, everything in life. You get to choose the economy. You get to choose all of these things in your life. Hence, your life is not destined. It's not going to happen to you. You make it happen. You get to choose right now where you want to be, what kind of life you want to live, what are the experiences that you want to have. I love Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. Wow. It's fantastic. It is so entertaining and I live here. But I like to see different things. I like to see different people. I like to have different experiences. I love different countries. I love different places. Joyful Manifestation says you get to write your life story, and if you take today as day one, what is the life story that you want to write? When I drive on Sahara Avenue, and I'm sure it's there in other places, I see these small billboards and they say, tell better stories. Really, it's a reminder to speak or tell a better story about your life, and that's where journaling comes in handy. What you can do is you can tweak it a little bit at a time if you feel you can't reach for the stars yet. You can tell a better story, even a slight change in vibration. Let's say you're writing your story, you're journaling, whether it's in your head, whether it's on a piece of paper, in your computer. When you're writing your life story and you're writing what is happening, whatever happened may not sound so good, but if you choose just a slight twist, to give it just a slight twist. Example. Oh, I went to this restaurant yesterday and the food was terrible. The waiters sucked. Their attitude was depressing. And overall, I am so depressed. I have no idea what to do. I almost feel like banging my head on the wall because honestly, they were so out of it, all of these people. And I never want to go back to that restaurant again. If given a chance, I would write terrible reviews on Yelp whole year long just because of the really, 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 really bad service that these people gave me. Oh God, the food was so depressing. It was so terrible. God help me. I haven't tasted anything as bad as this in the whole world. And I bet you they've got branches everywhere and every brand sucks, okay? We're just taking this as an example. And you know what? People do talk like that. I was just riding along with someone in some place. Somebody was dropping someone off and gave somebody else a lift. And this woman, she kept talking about how depressing the traffic lanes are and how this happened and that happened and the police were bad and this and that and they're so disorganized. And okay, I get it. She's reporting what she saw and what she experienced. But let's say that you take this and you put it into your journal. It's given you this feeling of depression. Another day you could say, yes, it's true. I had this bad experience at this restaurant. Here, you're not telling a lie. You're accepting that you had a bad experience because you can't really reach and say, no, they gave me a fantastic experience. But you do say, but I'm sure that on other days, their service could be better. And I'm sure that I could always find a better restaurant. I'm sure there are many restaurants around town that would give me really good service and give me the kind of treatment that I like and prefer. And of course, I'm sure that the next time I go back there, somebody would have taken some action to make that place better. You're not denying that something bad happened, but you are giving it a slightly better spin. And so the next day, you're not going to be as angry about it and then expect all of the restaurants to give you really, really bad service every single day. Especially if you see a pattern of visiting restaurants. These restaurants have not been so good to you, but you could make a slight change in the story that you tell. You take this to your life and you improve it just a little bit. You can say something like, oh, well, maybe the weather was not so good all of these days, but I am sure that we could be attracting or getting into better weather soon. And I'm sure there are going to be many bright and sunny days coming soon. I am sure things are going to improve. I'm sure I will have really good experiences going forward and everything is going to change around me because, well, I'm a happy person and happy things happen to me. You just take this as an example. Don't try to see the logic in everything that I said with the restaurant and all, but just see how you can twist things around and give yourself a better perspective about something good that can happen to you going forward. You are using joyful energies to create your life. That is the paintbrush and that is the paint that you want to use. You really don't want to use all the depressing energies that are available with everybody in their bad moods and their attitudes and their lack of good taste. You don't want to take that and put it into your life and then say, this is my life. No, you create your life and there are a lot of good people who can support you in creating your life with you. A lot of good people with good taste, good manners, good everything, and they can come forward and make your life a better experience. We are heading into money manifestation now, work and career. We will be listening to some music and coming back soon. So hold on tight.
get back. I'm a blackjack. Keep your hands off of my stack. Money, it's a hit. Don't get me back. Do good, good bullshit. I'm in.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now. Work and career. Money is so amazing. You can buy whatever you want with money. You can do whatever you want. You can use money any which way that you want to. We are talking of living a luxurious life. And not having to struggle with things that you want to buy. I want to buy this. I want to buy that. I want to take this cruise. I want to take that cruise. I want to have fun. I really want to enjoy my life and basically have a fantastic life. Not worrying about money and how you're going to get the money to spend. But the first thing is confidence. Confidence goes a very, very long way in making your money manifestation improve day after day after day. Confidence, self-confidence, having faith in yourself, having faith in your ability to manifest money, and keeping company with those who manifest money easily. And those who have a good life. Keeping company with them will pervade your consciousness with their consciousness. It's like opening your mind up to abundance vibrations, but quick abundance vibrations, having the confidence to manifest money, to be able to buy what you want, and to live the kind of life that you want. To live. Examples of kings and queens and very, very wealthy people. What is it that they see all the time in their homes, in their cars, in their lives? Let's look at the decoration of a palace. What do they decorate with? There is a lot of gold. A lot of gold. Then you've got precious gems, you've got silver, silks, rich fabric, very soft to the touch. A king born in such luxury, used to having such luxury around him. That is how his furnishings are. And he has the money to do it with. Wherever he looks, there is abundance. Luxury, wealth, on the walls, on the floors, on the ceilings, in the furnishings, the cutlery that they use, the silverware or goldware, it doesn't matter. Everything is rich and abundant. The king is used to seeing such abundance around him. And when he's used to seeing such abundance, that is what he continues to attract. That is what he continues to want to see. And then again, he continues to attract. It is a desire of his to see that. His eyes are used to seeing that. His mind is used to registering opulence around him. Splendor, gorgeous decorations, richness, chandeliers, sheer wealth. He's so used to it, he walks in it, and he breathes it in all the times. In all his pores is contained wealth energy. In his mind is contained memories of wealth. And this is what he uses to manifest and to create more and more wealth as he goes forward in life. These are his natural choices. He, the king, is a fantastic money manifester. It is in his aura, his whole aura, his whole energy contains that. To easily attract that and to continue to attract that, one has to have that in his energy. And if he doesn't have that, he associates with those who have that. This person's consciousness basically pervades this person's consciousness. If A wants more wealth, he can associate with B, who has that wealth, and B's wealth and consciousness pervades A. B reinforces his own wealth consciousness. This is what A does for himself. And at the same time, increases his confidence about being in wealth, enjoying wealth, and attracting more and more money to him. Having this feeling for opulence and splendor and gorgeous things is what guides A into his life experiences. So he sees for himself, literally, and he goes towards that and gets more of that. Because here, A, either he has his own good vibrations or he's merging with somebody else who has these good vibrations. He's already in the enjoyment of splendor in his own mind. He has more of it. He attracts more of it. Abundance is a mindset. Literally, it's a mindset. And what you buy and what you experience, which shows or which is in the shape and form of abundance, is going to really help. King and queen, they swim in abundance. They give out and project abundance. They attract more abundance to them. They make sure that even their kingdom is doing well and has abundance. So everything, everywhere is abundance, abundance, abundance. In your back pocket, in your wallet, pure cash. Knowing that every time you do window shopping or you enter a mall, you look at the clothes, and you think of the money in your pocket. Remembering, oh, this dress is $30. I can buy it. I have a $50 note in my pocket. And then you look at some pillow, decorated pillow, a vase, anything around the shop. And you think to yourself, oh, I could buy it right now. I have money in my pocket. It's within easy reach, and if I decided to, I could easily pick up this item and pay for it because I have a $50 note in my pocket, ready and willing to lend itself, to give itself to the purchase of this item. Carrying a $50 note in your pocket, and walking around with it. In your purse, in your wallet. Safe, of course. But having this money makes you feel as if you have money available for the purchase of whatever it is that you want, and you don't go through the feeling of not having money. You are rejoicing in already having money. You already have it. You're not going through the mall looking at things and saying, oh my God, I don't have the money to pay for this. But you actually keep this note ready with you, knowing that anytime you want, you can whip it out and buy whatever it is that you want to buy. You are creating confidence for yourself. Basically, your purchasing ability is improving in your mind. You suddenly seem to have the ability to purchase things that you see with your eyes as you walk around a store. Your confidence to be able to pay for that. Basically, you think that you have the money to buy whatever it is that you want to buy. Your confidence vibrations are increasing. You feel abundant. You feel good. You don't feel as if you're in lack. You feel as if you have the money to buy it. This is an exercise, basically, walking around, keeping money with you in your hand and in cash, because this cash is solid, is in your hand, literally, and you can use it to buy whatever it is that you want to buy. You don't actually spend it, but you keep it throughout the day. And by the end of the day, mentally, you've made so many purchases. You've spent it a million times already, many, many times during the day. And just imagine you bought all of these things many, many times in your mind. Every time that you made a purchase, you felt that you had the ability to make the purchase. You are increasing your money vibrations. You are increasing your confidence to buy things that you want to buy, things that you have desired, and things that your eyes look at and you want to bring it back home with you, knowing all the time that you have the money to buy it. You are not actually making the purchase. It's just that you're spending it over and over in your mind. And every time that you look at something, for example, you're walking down this aisle in a shopping center, you're looking at a lamp. I could buy this lamp. I could buy it. And your mind says, yes, you can, because you have a $50 note in your wallet, in your pocket, and you could easily buy this lamp. You feel pleasure. You feel good. You feel confident at that time that I can buy this lamp. Of course, now we're not physically buying it. Then we walk down the aisle. We look at some decorative pillows. Oh, I could buy this right now. I have the money to buy this. Wow. Imagine having these pillows in my house and I could buy them right now because I have a $50 note in my pocket that I could use anytime. So on and so forth. You walk down the aisle, you walk down many aisles, and you find that this confidence to buy is now pervading your system. You feel good. Your aura feels good. You are manifesting the confidence of having the money to buy whatever it is that you want. You are increasing your money manifestation vibrations. We're stepping into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. Listen to some music. We're coming back soon. Hold on tight.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill.
And out by the bar, a double round of Crown. And everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. Then I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. How does your soulmate make you feel? Did you meet that special guy? That's your soulmate there in front of you. And it's easy to find out just by looking at the energy. Are you feeling attracted to him? There is a situation, let's say fictitious Jane. She really liked this man. He was good to her. He was kind to her. She met him at work and she developed this big crush on him, this infatuation, then fell in love. Physically, nothing happened. He hasn't really touched her. They haven't been close at all physically. He hasn't flirted. He hasn't asked her out. Nothing happened from the space of physical attraction and sexual feelings. However, because he was kind to her, she fell in love with him. This soulmate of hers, potential soulmate, was attracted to someone else, and he started dating someone else while fictitious Jane was falling in love with him. Making sure that your soulmate or the man that you like, the person that you like, is also vibing with you from the level of attraction is quite important. Developing feelings but not yet feeling attracted to the person and vice versa, not having a confirmation from the other person that he likes you physically, is going to put the situation into a different category. And while fictitious Jane might be in love with him, infatuated, having a crush, being in love with fictitious Tom, she needs to make sure fictitious Tom is vibing with her on the level of attraction. Fictitious Tom otherwise is going to call it friendship or a brother-sister kind of situation. This can create a very tricky situation that can go on for months and months and sometimes even years. One person creates a situation and makes it more than what it is, and the other person is in friendship zone and saying, hey, you're my friend. I care for you as a friend. This does not mean that fictitious Jane cannot get what she wants. She can still get what she wants. She just has to treat this differently and bring the whole situation into the level of attraction and not just go by some good deeds that somebody did. Example, bringing a cup of coffee, helping finish work on time. These are indications of a good person, but it may not be that fictitious Tom is looking at fictitious Jane with the eyes of a potential lover. Fictitious Jane has to get into the vibrations of attraction and ensure that she is putting out attraction energy towards fictitious Tom and not just keeping it on the level of friendship. It means projecting what fictitious Tom would like to see in order for him to feel attracted to fictitious Jane. That is also part of ensuring that your soulmate sees you in a whole way. He sees you from the level of friendship, from the level of knowing that you're a great person that he could date possibly, and from the level of being completely attracted to you. All of these three ingredients are essential for a proper soulmate relationship to form. What is it that you like about your soulmate? Do you find him extremely attractive? Can you think of various features that he might have? His looks, his beauty, his personality, his height, his physique, his body, everything about him that you would find attractive. Not just sticking to what he did for you. He brought you a cup of coffee. That's fantastic. It shows that he is a really nice person, but he could do it for a friend also. He could do it for someone that he cares about as a person. But in the end, he might go and date XYZ out there. Bring in the attraction factor for your soulmate. Money and sex, very powerful. When the two come together, it's dynamite. There is a reason that God made money. There is a reason God made sex. Both of these have very powerful attraction abilities. And understanding that, whoa, if this is my soulmate, I have to feel hot for him. I can't just keep thinking of it as, oh my God, he's a good guy. Here's the thing. You could think he's nice and you could love him for that. And that's great. That's fantastic. But that's you loving him for being nice. He, on the other hand, is out dating somebody else because he's attracted to the other person, even though he thinks you are a nice person. Bringing in that sexuality, the heat, the passion, the attraction, transforming something in you to make yourself that person extremely beautiful and seductive in yourself is amazing to have. And I love working with people and helping them bring that out in them, increasing the attraction factor between by client and his or her soulmate, so that there is a flow of sex energy. This show is about love and sex. You can love somebody who brings you a cup of coffee, but like I said, having that sexual heat, the attraction in that situation is going to bring this whole thing into another level. Hence, sex and love, love and sex. As Rod Stewart says in his song, "Do you think I'm sexy?" A man wants to know if you feel attracted to him. Simply seeing him as a friend is not doing justice to him. He wants to know if you want him as much as he wants you. In Rod Stewart's song, "Do You Think I'm Sexy?" he talks about how this woman is sitting waiting for suggestions while the man, her soulmate, is nervous, avoiding all the questions. His lips are dry and her heart is gently pounding. And don't you know exactly what they're thinking? Both of these people, the girl and the boy, the man and the woman, are thinking the same thing. They want each other. They really want each other. They want to take it to the next level. They want to explore each other passionately. His heart's beating like a drum. Will he get this girl home? That's the big question. Soon, they will be all alone. He goes on to say, "If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, tell me so. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, honey, tell me so." Shy, looking for an answer, and he says, "Come on, honey, let's spend the night together. If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, tell me so." Two people wanting each other, perfectly okay to express that in a physical relationship and bring the fire to culmination. Burning in passion, allowing the passion to express itself as physical love. As fictitious Jane realized that she needed to bring the whole situation to a place of physical attraction, he started to feel her vibrations and they felt each other and then came together in love, physical love also. Sexuality should not be shied away from. Very important part of soulmate manifestation. Don't just try to break it up into this or into that. But it's a whole thing. It's everything that you can feel for your soulmate, all the desire, all the love, and all the passion. As you heard Rod Stewart in his song, various statements, various thoughts that the man had and the woman had, and the doubts, the confusion, the suspense of the whole situation, whether the girl really wanted him and whether the man really wanted her. And ultimately, if you think I'm sexy, if you think I'm hot, come on, come get me. Really, that's the message, correct? One soulmate to another. If you really want me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, sugar, tell me so. Wow, soulmate manifestation is so much more than what people think it to be, because having a whole relationship with your soulmate can improve so many areas of your life. Money starts to flow. There is so much good happening because you're in the right energy with your soulmate and feeling good about one another, just wonderful about one another, and allowing yourself to want your soulmate on every level. It is just a fantastic place to be. For the next weeks, amp up your sexual vibe. Amp up your love vibe. Bring out those feelings that you have for your soulmate. And if there are obstacles and blocks, and if you feel you are not able to work with your soulmate and have him commit to you, well, contact me, www.joyfulmanifestation.com or soulmatemanifestation.com. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're at the end of our show now. We will be meeting again in 2 weeks, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, happy soulmate manifestation.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.
If you change your mind. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Sorry.
If you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be around. You got no place to go.
If you're feeling down, speech! I'm gonna make a speech, everybody. Yeah, get ready. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, and you know if you put me to the test, let me try. Take a chance on me. We can go dancing.
We can go walking.
Let's get together. Listen to some music.
Maybe just talking.
You get to know me better.
You know I've got so much that I wanna do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic.
You want me to leave it there?
Afraid of a love affair?
But I think you know that I can't let go. You're all alone when the pretty birds have flown. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Gonna do my very best, and it ain't no lie.
Could you let me try? Take a chance on me.